Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What you drinking and what you thinking? Hour number four of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk alongside Brian Broaddus. We got Eric Chiafalo. We got Lucius Alexander and Carter Freeman coordinating your video. Thank you so much for spending your football Friday afternoon with us here on 105.3 The Fan, your home of Dallas Cowboys football and Texas Rangers baseball. 877-881-1053 to text or call in to tell us what you're drinking and what you thinking. If you missed it, the big news of the afternoon here in the Metroplex. World Series hero Nolis Garcia and Jonah Heim have both been non-tendered by the Rangers. They're going to be coming free agents. They were trying to shop both players, I guess unable to come up with a deal. But as also part of this, you've got Sporzy. Sporzy's not going to be coming back either. He was also non-tendered. Rangers have four remaining arbitration-eligible players: Jake Berger, Josh Young, Josh Smith, and Ezekiel Duran.
We need to talk about Sporzy for what he did for this organization, too.
Man, it's absolutely. And yeah. I wonder, Sporzy's a guy that I wonder if they would bring back. Maybe it's just a different type of deal. He's obviously been rehabbing, and sure. I'm not sure where he is health-wise. We were hoping that he'd be able to come back and play.
They were always, remember we interviewed him one time?
Yeah, out of the Globe.
He was super fun to hang out with, but they were always kind of like talking about him like, yeah, we get him back. That just never
happened.
Never happened.
And they just shut him down.
Yeah.
But they're definitely going younger, and they're going less expensive. But their outfield now, you got Wyatt Langford, Evan Carter, Alejandro Osuna. They did get the one-year deal done with Sam Haggerty. And then you've got Smith and Duran, who can also play in the outfield. But we'll wait and see if there's any more information with your Texas Rangers coming up a little bit later on tonight. But, fellas, I've been drinking and hydrating. Some H2O, you know, after yesterday's extravaganza at Twin Peaks. Shout out to everybody who came on out to Grand Prairie. But thinking I really do feel good about our Cowboys getting a win against the Eagles. Very well could be wrong, and it would not be the first time. But I think that you're going to get an inspired group again. I like the additions defensively. I think Quinnen Williams is going to whoop some ass. And I think they'll find a way to have enough success on offense. So, as I mentioned in the opener, I am going to take the Cowboys to win this one. But, you know, I think they're the healthiest version of themselves since, I don't know, week one. Jadeveon Clowney, the only guy that you're kind of worried about. Nick Harris just told us he doesn't even think it's likely that he misses the game. Mm-hmm. So, you got to be feeling good about where you're at with healthy pieces outside of Trayvon Diggs, who will come back and practice next week, maybe play against Detroit. But another week of Overshown and Revel to show what they can do. Logan Wilson and Quinnen Williams. Let's go and get that dub and beat the birds, especially after that crap that you told us that those kids in the elementary school were doing. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's
the
violent.
Disrespect.
It's violent. We're going to have to dunk on these guys.
Eric, drinking, thinking?
Just polished off Coke Zero. Had some good old-fashioned Peruvian organic coffee, courtesy of Spittle earlier. Had the water cooked up. I've been drinking just about everything today. And I'm thinking that I'm really happy about the health update of the Miss Jamaica.
Oh, what's going on in Jamaica?
She fell off the stage.
She ate ass. Yeah,
she stepped off the stage.
Oh no.
Yeah, she got a little banged up there. Apparently everything's fine. If you look at the video, I mean, it was a heck of a fall. She was not paying attention at all. Miss Jamaica ends up, I think she got carried out on a stretcher.
Yeah,
it got pretty ridiculous.
She fell pretty far.
Yeah. There's some serious verticality to that stage.
There might have been some broken bones involved there.
Gravity's undefeated, man, even for Miss Jamaica. But congratulations to Miss Mexico, who ultimately won the event. This all went down, of course, in Bangkok.
I feel bad for Jamaica, man. They've been taking a lot of L's as of late.
Yeah, this is just another one. Yeah.
Yeah.
When it rains, it pours.
Old girl was strutting. She was strutting, too.
Yeah, mad confidence.
Yeah.
Mad confidence. She did a hell of a job.
Yeah,
I mean, if you pause it right before the fall, you might be thinking she's taking this thing home.
Yeah.
But, of course, she took that thing right into the Bangkok hospital. I mean, being in a Bangkok hospital, I don't know how many places you'd hate to be more than that.
I don't know.
That's a tough spot.
That is tough.
Glad she's doing all right. Broadus drinking.
That Jamaican gal taking an L dating me.
yeah, she does a face plant every single day.
What have I gotten myself
what
into?
What I'm drinking is I've got this this ice green tea thing down. You know, it's going to help in my circulation and stuff like that. So, need all the help I can get.
I got the compression socks for you in the mail. That'll be a stocking stuffer for you this Christmas.
Let me know if you, pass those along. Are they matching? Of course, with you, they're not matching compression socks.
No, it's not about the match.
There's like a short one and a tall one or something like that over there.
No, they're both knee highs.
Yeah. And, you know, what I'm thinking, guys, I have to admit something.
What now? What'd you do?
I have an addiction.
Okay.
OnlyFans? I'm going on air right now telling you I have an addiction.
I was thinking OnlyFans too.
All right.
My addiction is I can't stop buying stuff on TikTok Shop.
Well, that's where I got the smelling salts from, and they didn't turn out to be great.
That's where I got the projector from. I mean, it's a sweet spot.
I just bought a log splitter.
A log splitter?
Yeah, like firewood splitter.
Oh, like a mechanical one?
No, like one that has, it's got a V blade in it, and you put the log on top, and then you hit it with a hammer and split it.
I've always wanted my dad to buy one of those. Instead of just sitting me out there with the axe.
With the axe. Yeah. I can't swing an axe because it'll end up in my shin.
But where are you getting the wood?
Oh, no, at the lake.
Oh, you've got, okay, so yeah, this is for the lake.
So this is like, instead of like, having to worry about getting a splitter or renting a splitter, I made an impulse buy at the break. I have a problem. I can't stop shopping. I buy pots and pans, and I bought this buffet thing because for Thanksgiving coming up, with the three warmers.
Oh.
It's got a buffet warmer set. I have a problem. I really, really do.
Well, I appreciate you being vulnerable and honest.
Yeah, and if anybody can help me, please recommend me to other things I could buy because I can't stop buying stuff off TikTok Shop.
What you drinking and what you thinking brought to you by Jake's Burgers. We love you, Jake's Burgers. Lucius, drinking, thinking?
Drinking water. Wish I had tequila. Need a whole lot of it after this week. I'm telling you what. We stacking these weeks up.
Lucius,
stacking these weeks up.
I think we got...
You're cooking me!
They got Tito's in the fridge. I think I saw.
Tito's? As long as it's not that other stuff. I've seen some one stuff in there. What is that, cinnamon?
Oh, no. Whiskey, everybody drinks? No, that might be, the
Fireball?
Fireball.
Oh, that is
fireball
terrible. Fireball is terrible.
Oof.
Yeah, but I need that. I need something for my mental health.
I do think we got a box of candy. I finally remembered to bring it up here from Tim and Carthage. So I think you and Fred have a box of candy in there. I'm not sure exactly what the candy is. Maybe it's infused with some alcohol.
Ooh, raw. Thinking, I got a lot to do this weekend, but I'm going to try to squeeze in there. Ken Burns. You ever heard of this documentary guy named Ken Burns?
Yeah, he did the baseball one, but he did the Civil War.
Yeah, he did all of those. Those are great. I love them. When I broke my ankle, I really discovered all his documentaries because I had nowhere else to go.
He's got a new
television.
One?
He's got a brand new one, The American Revolution.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to watch that. Right. It's a six-part documentary, 12-hour series.
12 hours.
So I'm going to get it started.
Okay.
I still want to watch Frankenstein, too, you know?
Yeah, okay, if you see it, let me know if it's any good.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
Like the real Frankenstein thing?
Yeah, Guillermo del Toro. He has a Frankenstein movie that he made that's on Netflix right now.
Oh, wow.
It's probably good. I mean, he's a good director. Shape of Water, if you ever saw that, fantastic. Best Picture winner. All right, Eric, who do we have on the lines?
Are you seriously asking me that right now?
Yeah, I mean, you've got the phone over on the. I had to do that for the post game show. I don't have any access.
Oh, you can
to,
see it.
You can see it if you type in their name. Or well, I mean, Lucius, if you want to run through it, whatever's easiest.
You add more on my plate.
I do know this number. I know we got Tim in Carthage, number
oh!
one. Tim, what you drinking, player?
All right, perfect.
Oh, wow.
Hello, guys, man. It's great to listen to you guys today. It's a little rainy down here in Carthage, but I just want to start by saying drinking a little margarita right now, and I'd just like my two puppies to go have a seat over in the corner for a minute while I talk to the men. Lucius?
Yes, sir.
Son, I just bought you a fifth of that funky tequila that you like for Veterans Day. Do I need to DoorDash your ass again?
No, I just need to get to it. I don't have it sitting here in the studio with
all
me.
All right. Well,
it's
an
FCC violation, apparently, for Lucius to be drunk on the radio.
Yeah, I got you. All right, Lucius, let me ask you something. Do you remember back in 92, 93? Brian, I know you do. We had a song because we were all so infatuated with Troy Emmett and Michael that they reworded that should have been a cowboy to make it.
Oh, we might have lost you. We might have lost you, Tim.
Right there, what was happening?
Oh man, we'll put a bow in that.
Was he clicking over to play the song?
He might have. It did sound like a click, and then might have accidentally hung up.
Oh no, Timbo!
He was on a roll.
I want to hear the song.
I know
that was about to be good. Call back in, Tim. Call back in. Okay, I can't see the names. That's the only problem here with this.
Your eyes?
I just see the numbers. So we do have. You see what I'm saying here, Broadus?
Should we just go roulette style and just?
Yeah, I got some names written down here for you boys.
Thank
you,
I'm sorry about that, Lucius.
thank you. You're saving us.
Let's go to Saul. Hold on. Sorry. Let's go to Saul. Saul in Madison, Wisconsin. What are you drinking? What are you thinking,
Madtown.
Sir?
Madtown.
What's up, guys? Drinking an ice cold Budweiser Zero.
Wow.
And I'm just leaving Camp Randall Stadium where I got to see my alma mater, West De Pere Phantoms, win the Division II State Football Championship.
There you go. Congrats.
And, hey, Broadus, you know who the head coach is up there?
Who is it?
A guy you might know from your days with the Cowboys, Chris Greisen.
Oh, Chris Greisen. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, is he the head coach of your alma mater? Is that what is?
He sure is, and wow. His son's the quarterback.
Oh wow, that's great.
Go figure. And his son just set the state record for most career touchdown passes in state history. So that's fun.
Where's he ending up? Where's he going to go to school?
South Dakota.
Oh geez, imagine that. Yeah,
I know, right?
Yeah,
the kid can spin it, man.
Good deal. What you drinking? What you thinking? Yeah, tell us about it.
I'm heading out to Western Wisconsin, where I'm getting ready for the 9-day Wisconsin Gun Deer opener. I'm hoping to bag a 30-pointer.
There you go.
Ready.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully be out of the woods in time to watch the Cowboys beat up on.
I'll drink to that. Thank you so much for the call from Wisconsin, man. Congratulations on that state championship.
I'll never forget driving down the highway and like I was going from Green Bay to Milwaukee for a game, and all of a sudden it was like these red splotches were getting on my window. It was coming from a car in front of me.
Oh.
Guy had a deer strapped to the back of a car that he'd pulled
wow.
out of the. But you could drive down the highway and see the orange up in the trees as they're sitting up on those deer stands and stuff like that. But this, I hit the windshield wipers. This
what is this? What is going on?
All over my window from these people.
Got it.
Okay, I think we got it working now. All right, let's tee up.
Thanks, Carter.
Deo, we got Deo in Dallas.
Deo,
what you drinking, man?
Hello, Deo.
I'm drinking water. What I'm thinking is, would you guys feel comfortable with Overshown playing the spy since he's coming back from the injury? That's my first question. And then my second question is, I'm really hoping that Ezeraku, when he's going up with Mailata this weekend, that he continues to attack the outside hip and not try to take him on inside. Because I saw him week one try to do that week one, and there was no luck. So just hoping I can see that over the weekend.
I like your thinking there, Deo. I like where you're at. I agree with the Azaraku, and then Overshown.
I
don't know if they'll do that.
I don't know if they'll do that.
But he's capable of it.
He's very capable of that. I just go ahead. I think the best thing to do instead of spy, don't wait for that guy. Go attack him.
Yeah.
Just go attack that quarterback. If it's spy waiting around, you're just asking for him to make you miss, and then you look stupid doing it.
You just have one guy.
Just go attack him. That's what you got to do, I think.
All right, we got our guy Walt in Waco. Walt, you're in the nation. What you drinking?
Hey, you got me?
Gotcha.
Yep, yes, sir.
What's up, man? Drinking that ice-cold Natty Light, baller on a budget. And before I forget about it, I got to give a quick shout-out to my niece Chloe and my brother Chris. They're going to be in Dallas this weekend. My niece Chloe is going to be competing in the state karate tournament. So strike first, strike hard, no mercy. But and also what I'm thinking is I'm not falling for it this week, guys. Our Cowboys are coming off a great win, played great on both sides of the ball, excellent, giving us a bunch of hope, and then they're going to go out this week and make the Eagles look like Super Bowl champions and break our hearts again. Then they're going to show up the following week on Thanksgiving and look like Super Bowl champions and whip the Chiefs. But in honor of Black and Gold B, my song for you guys this week is Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who.
By The Who.
I love it. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Walt. Yeah, hard to disagree with that. I hope you're wrong. I hope your freaking dead ball's wrong.
I do too.
And you're eating crow on Thanksgiving Day. But it's very, very possible. All right, we got Fantana in Dallas. You're in the nation. What you drinking?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What up, Fantana?
Red Bull.
Sound like you're drinking a lot of them. Red Bull. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
I'm drinking a Red Bull. I got I'm in Colorado right now. I got about 900 miles back to Texas.
There you Woo! Go. Go for it.
What you thinking?
Yes, sir. I'm thinking if Cowboys gonna come out with a win at AT&T Stadium in our home field, that's it. Tank for the rest of the year. We'll get a better draft pick. That's what I think.
All right.
Appreciate the call, man.
People who work on the draft appreciate that too.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Start scouting dudes. You already have.
Oh, geez, I'm 30 of them already.
Yeah, it is that time.
Yeah. And I'm doing it just because this is when I start.
Get ahead of it.
I'm not doing it because of the record. I'm doing it how they're playing. I'm doing it because...
It's just who you are.
To get this done, you got to start, and you got to start when you start.
What's your goal number for this year?
230.
230 dudes?
230.
And of course,
one of them won't be Puka Nacua.
Puka Nacua will be 231.
Yeah, that'll be the one guy I miss.
All right, Big Jim, absolute legend. You're in the nation. What you drinking, Big Jim?
Hey, fellas, what's happening? Just hanging out. And my good friend of mine bought me something this week, brought it over, a little bow on it. It's early. It's a Thanksgiving present. It's a Japanese whiskey. And it's pretty good.
Wow.
I kind of like the bourbon.
Ichiban.
But it's called Hibiki.
It's good stuff.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
It's good. You know, I tell you what, you know, it tastes, I like the scotch and the bourbon and all of it. And they do a pretty good job over there in Japan. They got make good cars. And I'm like you, man, I'll eat some grocery store sushi all day long, long as it's, you know, from a reputable place.
Oh, no, I'm with you.
I will damn sure not eat a taco in my vehicle, whether I'm driving or riding with anybody. That just doesn't end well.
Yeah.
'Cause you end up with that meat will spill out over it.
No question.
And now I ain't thinking about anything I was thinking about was calling in. Brothers, you talk about your TikTok
yes
addiction to the store.
Yeah.
I've been buying some stainless steel cookware because I've seen a guy on YouTube.
There you go.
I've always been a cast iron steel feller, but I will tell you, I've been making some steaks.
Yeah.
You can get a great crust on them if you cook on stainless steel. You got to get it just right.
Yeah,
and I'm a big stainless steel. But if you have that, you got to get you a chain mill. You seen these scrubbers? They're a chain mill scrubber.
Right.
Yeah. You can go in and scrub your pan with. You better have one of those. Y'all got me so excited just hearing y'all talk about all those different things. All right, Cowboys, man, we got a shot. Hell,
sure.
I mean.
Sure.
Cornyn Williams makes a difference. Overshown makes a difference. And Revelle, that kid can cover, but he is like a fly on a piece of fly paper. You know, he's on it. So. Well, anyway, well, listen, I'm going to knock down the rest of this Hibiki here, and I'll talk to
I'll talk to you fellas Sunday night.
We'll see you Sunday night. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Look forward to it, Big Jim. Thank you, man.
I think he's still talking.
He can talk as long as he wants, man. He's a legend. All right, let's go to Xavier in South Carolina. We got ourselves a Gamecock on the line. What you drinking?
Man, I'm on the way home. Just left from the liquor store. Got me a bottle of Don Julio. Got me a 12-pack of Corona.
Yeah, wow.
And what I'm thinking is, because this going to be a celebration this weekend, brother. We got to catch up on the Kool-Aid. Did you hear the Kool-Aid that Bobby talking about on the morning show? And you're going to make a run.
Yeah. Bobby's drinking the hell out of that Kool-Aid.
I'm drinking
right
the
now.
Kool-Aid.
Yeah, Bobby.
I'm in it with Bobby. We found that stash.
I hope you guys are right.
I hope so, too.
I really do. It helps the business. When
really just hope from a heart, you know?
That'd be a lot of fun, man. That'd be a lot of fun.
Going to run.
All right, looks like we got one more here. We got the Lone Ranger on the line. What you drinking?
Man, hey, I'm good, guy. I'm just drinking some Double X. I just want to, what I'm thinking is, real talk, I'm thankful for y'all, man.
Appreciate you, man.
I was 3 years ago trying not to get emotional. You know, I was on some papers, so I couldn't do any, not 1.5. So I couldn't do any, you know, which was fine. Man, I listen to y'all every day. I'm talking about 2 or 3 years in a row. You kept a smile on my face, a smile on my heart, everything, man. Outside of sports and all that, forget the sports and all that, you know, whatever. That, y'all real, you just don't know how much you're probably helping somebody with what y'all do, man. Because you really helped me.
Thank you, Lone Ranger.
Appreciate y'all, man.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Be well.
Get off that site. Who was that, bro? Who was on that website buying all that stuff?
That's me. That's yeah. I get the wood splitter, man.
Hey,
yeah,
I'll help you stop. Let me have access to your account.
Yeah, there you go.
You got somebody.
I buy so much stuff, you'll be mad at them folks. They ain't getting back on there.
Well, we appreciate
y'all good. I like y'all relationship y'all have, man. It's awesome, man.
Thank you.
And I'm thankful for y'all, man.
Hey, well, we're thankful for you, Lone Ranger. Appreciate that. Thanks for the kind words. It's an absolute
holidays, man.
Honor to get to do
thankful
that.
For
y'all. Yeah,
it's
my
great
man.
Voice. We had several.
A lot of good calls
several
tonight.
Calling in.
Sorry to Tim and Carthage.
Yeah,
for the drop.
Yeah. Well, we'll get you
I
next.
I think
week
he was trying to play the song. I think he was trying.
He might have been fumbling around.
He might have been. Yeah, it can be difficult.
That dude's locked in. All right. Thanks to Jake Burgers.
Thank you, Jakey. We got the Expressway.
Jake Burgers are good.
Brought to you by the On Time Experts. G Bag of the Day. LA Live. That's next.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, let's go commercial free expressway style, courtesy of the On Time Experts, the official AC heating and plumbing of not only the Love of the Star podcast, but also the Dallas Cowboys and the Dallas Stars. And they bring you the commercial free expressway LA Live here in a few minutes. But right now we go into the Pimp Cup for a Friday edition of your G-Bag of the Day.
I just got off the phone with New Fine Arts.
Did you now?
Yeah. I'm looking for a pill called the Pink Horsepower.
Oh.
So I called up there. You should have heard how she answered the phone. Hello? You guys have something called Pink Horsepower? Is that a pill? I was like, what's going on, bro? What?
This is your job.
Lady, wake up.
Don't ask me.
Why are you talking like that, too? Anyway.
Well, you're about to have a big weekend.
Nah, I'm getting it ready for like a few...
Okay.
Few weeks.
You got a vacation lined up?
Yeah, I got something lined up, bro. Trying to, you know, prepare.
Well, all congratulations right. to you on your future dub.
Yeah.
Well, we still don't know right now. It might be a dub of disappointment if I don't get that pill.
Oh, no.
Is it the hottest one on the market right now?
I believe so.
Supply chain issues, man.
Yeah, we'll find out. I tried to get it ordered to the house, and it was like, we don't deliver to town. I was like, this must be good.
Yeah, bro.
Damn tariffs.
No delivery.
Yeah, probably tariffs. All right, our winner and champ of G-Bag of the Day so far. By the way, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. My name is L.A. If you see anything out there this weekend you think I should be playing for the next week, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P. That is L-U-C-I-O-U-S. All right, our winner and champ of this so far is a young streamer. It's crashing out on the Atlanta Falcons. In particular, it's the wide receiver, Darnell Mooney.
Off the motion from Sills. He'll throw it down.
This Darnell Mooney is ass. It's down on the ground. Darnell Mooney's ass, bro. That fell off. Mooney puts it on the that Mooney fell off, man. I'm about to crash out on this bitch ass.
And it will be third down.
This fell off. Goodness gracious, dude. You could catch for Kirk Cousins, but you cannot catch for Penix. You racist ass, raccoon ass, catch the ball, bitch ass. We should have left your ass in Chicago and rot. You bum ass bitch. You suck. Damn, you suck. You should have left your bum ass in Chicago. You not catching ass. You suck every week. You little skinny. I'm tired of your punk ass.
So bad at football, you get considered racist, bro.
That's crazy.
Awful, man.
Can you imagine what this dude's crash out would have been like when they surrendered the 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl?
Oh, man. Poor kid. Poor kid.
It's a lot of buildup, dude. Yeah. This guy's been through a lot.
Yeah.
Hit up.
You're right. Hey, Harold Melvin in the Blue Notes coming at you. The sound of Philadelphia. See what I got for you, boys. I was trying to find it, pull it up. All right, here we go. Let's go to UFC Qatar.
Okay.
I believe his name is Bela Muhammad.
Bilal, yeah.
Okay. Well, he's pretty insane for this comparison right here, bro. Listen to this.
My future is bright, right? I'm training with young monsters. Ignacio Balmendez is probably 28, and I think he's one of the best strikers in the UFC. Like I said, I got a 17-year-old now, Nacho's younger brother, who's a monster, right? It feels like the Epstein files without the, you know, the sex, right? I'm getting their powers through sparring and training. So it feels good.
That's crazy.
Wow. Feels good,
I'm
huh?
getting their powers through sparring crazy. And training.
Yeah, and he was bobbing his head up and down like, y'all get it, right? You get it?
You follow me? You follow me?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Was there any follow-ups to that?
My God. Sexy, though. Ow.
Hey. How about this one, the RJ and Choppy show? Which one of these fools is Chop? Apparently, it's the fool arguing with Bobby. Hold on. Philadelphia. Yeah, the arguing with Bobby about the thermostat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bobby was complaining about this yesterday at Twin Peaks. Apparently, Choppy likes it nice and toasty in here.
Likes it hot?
Yeah.
It's like sweat.
Hey, the AC in this place works, bro. You see my hoodie? It works.
Yeah, I wish I had a jacket.
Big time.
All right, anyway. Listen to this.
The battle of the air conditioning continues. Hey, it feels good in here right now.
Yeah.
Feels
warm.
No, then take your hoodie off. I'm sorry.
No,
take your hoodie
screw
off.
You. No, no, no. Screw listen. You. No, hold on. Listen. Hold on. Screw you. Seriously.
Take your hoodie off.
No, look, you just empowered him by saying it felt good. Now he's going to do this S, and it's going to be 75 in here again like it was yesterday.
Set at 68.
God.
Set at 68, fatty. Take your hoodie off.
You're such a dick. Oh, careful.
They can't help themselves.
Hey, Biden wouldn't get us an FCC he could play.
Wow.
Take your hoodie off!
Gosh, fatty.
Fat.
Now you've empowered him. He thinks that it's good in here.
Hey, happy birthday to Sean Sharif,
yeah,
by the way.
Happy birthday, Sean. Yeah,
that was a great rendition there of him singing that.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, let me hear that real quick.
Let me take your hoodie off! The battle of the air conditioning continues. Hey, it feels good in here right now.
Yeah,
feels
it's warm.
No, then take your hoodie off.
Take your hoodie off.
Take your Jackson.
It's warm.
And this is coming from a guy in Bobby who wears his hoodie in the summer.
Oh, everywhere, yeah, right?
Oh, everywhere.
That thing be soggy too, boy.
we did this those Cowboys pregame, you know, pregame shows early season, and it's warm out there. Bobby's got that hoodie and he's sitting in the sun, just.
Well, that event we had at Hurtado.
Hmm?
Remember that event we had at Hurtado Fan Bowl? And it was super hot. They had the tent set up that didn't really.
It was crazy.
But then he's walking around with the hoodie on. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah. I caught him behind the thing, rinsing it out. This has been sitting in my folder for a while, man. I can't believe it got past me. So long. Aiden Hutchinson.
Oh.
Lions
edge.
DN.
Yeah, the edge guy. Yeah.
Yeah. He had a hell of a pause moment, and he was disappointed in himself. Mm. He was disappointed, bro.
I'm on my way to being fully bionic. You know, hopefully that's the last bionic piece that goes in me. But anyways.
Wow. Let me just,
bionic piece.
Anyway, man.
Yeah. He rattled his own cage.
There's no recovery.
Yeah. Like that one. And last one right here is a fast food crash out because, you know, it's Fridays. I've got to warn you about the crash outs. There was mold apparently on this girl's bread. She went to the drive-thru and let them have it.
Hi, I just ordered here and there's mold on my bread. I want a refund for my whole meal. And smell it. Tell me if that smells right to you. Smell the top bun.
That's not mold, it's flour.
That's the bottom bun. I'm talking about the top. There's green on there.
In like four areas.
Smell it.
In like four areas.
Put it up to your nose. Pull your mask down and smell it. It doesn't even smell right. I want my money back. And I want to talk to a manager as well.
Oh, no.
I am, and you're acting like a psycho.
So you let your cooks give people molded bread?
No, absolutely not. The things happen, and I am sorry about that.
You can open that sandwich and see.
Have a good day.
You better give me my money back or I'm calling corporate.
Oh, jeez.
Call the police.
Give me my receipt. Give me my receipt now. We have you on video!
Yeah, whatever.
She did not just lock the door.
Give me my money back!
Stephanie, quit.
We have you on video, and we're calling corporate, dumb fat
Oh!
I can't believe her.
I can't believe her. Stephanie, golly.
In like four areas.
There's green on it. That was poorly handled by both parties.
That would be lettuce.
it's a pickle, honey. Yeah.
Wow, that was incredible. My goodness.
Wow.
All right. Is it the
I
fast food
crash out?
Is it the fast food crash out? Is it Aiden Hutchinson with basically pausing himself?
Pausing himself.
Choppy versus Bobby, getting a little fat shaming going on in there. You had the Epstein Island analogy that went
weird.
A little haywire. And then, of course, you have the one-time champ, the Darnell Mooney crash out from the Falcons fan. I'm going to go with that fast food crash out. That was pretty incredible.
Dog it, bro. Why'd you do that?
That's next level
That's
stuff.
Good.
Lucius, your vote.
Yeah, that was mine.
Okay.
Was mine.
Okay.
2-0 right now.
Because they have four areas. I love that.
Honestly, she was the star. Like, the passenger was the star of the whole thing. Yeah. Stephanie, stop.
Stephanie.
She did not just lock the door.
Well, Chuck.
I think she had an Adam's apple. I'll go with also, yeah. The drive-through crash out.
Okay, you're rendered useless. Final vote. Brian brought us.
Yeah, let's go with that. That's okay. Awesome. Yeah.
It was a good
unanimous and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, the fast food crash out. We look forward to some new contestants on Monday, but right now we keep it in the Pimp Cup for a Friday edition of LA Live.
Yeah, it's a feel-good Friday. Let's get into it right into the great Rick James.
All right, you squares. It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything.
Everybody get high. This is all 49-year-old Dale Sauerbeck of Pittston had to say after police arrested him for burglary. Is there anything you want to say?
Hang on. Go Eagles.
Yeah, you criminal fan base.
Wow.
Shout out to the Eagles. Hey, this is LA Live for Friday, November 21st, 2025. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. People, we made it.
Payday, Lucius.
Yeah. Thank God.
Another wild week of 2025 in the books. A historic week in so many ways. I've said that so many times, but it is. Every week of 2025 has been hella historic. Jesus, amazing. But now let's enjoy this weekend safely, folks. Avoid the law dogs, please. Please avoid the law dogs. Give them a boring night. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. In fact, there were some law dogs in my neighborhood.
Ooh.
Yeah, they were dealing with somebody's house. Boy, I was outside being nosy. Yeah.
You kind of want to know what's up. Yeah.
I kept getting stuff out the truck. Let me see if I got
it. Like peeking.
Trying to get the dogs on the leash. Come on.
Go for a walk.
I was doing way too much. Mind your speeds. Don't drink and drive. Please mind your speeds. Please mind your speeds. You can go too fast. You can go too slow. Traffic is made to flow. If everybody does what they're supposed to do, you will get there without any hiccups. I promise you. You know, every once in a while, some weird, freaky things happen. But other than that, if you just go with the flow, man, go with the flow. Keep your emotions in check. Don't drink and drive. I don't want to see you at Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend. All right? In other words, don't crash out. Like this very seasoned, she knew better woman. Okay, we have a former Ohio 911 dispatcher. She has pled guilty to telecommunications harassment. Hmm. Telecommunications harassment, which some people on this fan text could probably get right now.
Yeah. Ooh, definitely.
So, yeah, I didn't know what that meant, telecommunications harassment in her situation. But it was her final shift at work.
Oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
She made a phone call to someone that has been calling 911 a lot for everything. I lost my keys calling 911. There's a cat over here. I'm calling 911. Like that type of situation. Yeah. You know, just really abused 911. So she said, on this last shift, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to give you your prize. Listen to this story, bro.
Twin Fork Police Department calling. I just want to let you know, congratulations, you've won the prize. It's called the Booby Prize. You are the dumbest person to call this police department on a repeated basis. So thank you for being a resident of this city. And have a wonderful life.
You may recall this story. A former Twinsburg 911 dispatcher who made that call back in June is now facing punishment. Loretta Nash pleaded guilty to telecommunications harassment after calling a resident during her final shift before retiring. In the 911 call, Nash accuses the woman of calling dispatch more than 150 times over the past 15 years. It says police made more than 1,800 traffic stops on her street in the last 5 years.
Damn.
She was fined $150, ordered to stay away from the victim, and write an apology letter.
Wow.
I'm not too mad at her, though.
Yeah.
She didn't lose her pension and all that
stuff. She didn't lose her pension. Just had to pay $150.
Good for her. It was probably worth it.
Sorry, you're a dumbass, man.
I want to read that that apology letter.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Sorry about that. Wow.
Was there some type of regulation involved? Did it have to be a certain length? Did there have to be some form of sincerity involved?
Yeah. I'd have to get David Holman to do
MLA
it. So many
format.
Words.
Yeah.
Because I would have said, sorry, X and O.
Yeah,
that's all you get. All right, so y'all see that. It's a crash out. Don't crash out like that. But I respect that crash out.
I think it's a worth crash out
right
there.
Yeah, I respect it a little bit.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
What did she call her? Hold on.
Twinsburg Police Department calling. I just want to let you know, congratulations, you've won the prize. It's called the Booby Prize. You are the dumbest person to call this police department on a repeated basis. So thank you for being a resident of this city, and have a wonderful life.
She thought about that for years. She's like, I cannot wait. I'm getting you, lady.
The Booby Prize. She told somebody at breakfast she was going to do that.
It's a heck of a career walk-off.
Yeah, that is.
She was grinning. That made her day.
Yeah, that is. Here's a weekend warning, folks.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Hey! LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. The sound of Philadelphia. I had this sitting in the folder, guys. The new Florida A&M president, Marva Johnson.
Rattlers.
Yep. She has been taking just a little heat online this week for her post-game interview she did in, I think that was Alabama A&M. Mm. Rattlers won.
Yeah.
She's feeling good. She was in the stands.
Rattlers got a good band.
Yeah. Well, they think she was a little drunk.
Oh.
And she did an interview. And some people are kind of mad at her. Tell me if she sounds a little too drunk for you. Tell me what you think.
It was amazing to watch the FAMU Rattlers bring home the win for our team again right here at Alabama A&M. Although the hospitality was amazing,
clearly,
it's always great to win either way.
Yeah, she's in the bag.
Okay.
Yeah. She's absolutely in the bag. I mean, she didn't totally embarrass herself.
I don't know. I think she was just excited.
You think she was excited?
I think she was excited.
She had nerves or something?
I think she was nervous about the interview a little bit. Maybe she... I don't think she was slurring it that bad, was she?
The hospitality shout-out, though.
She's kind of like hanging words.
Well, she could have said, well, I was over-served.
Dragging words out.
She's what's her title? What does she do?
She is the president.
She's in the hospitality suite, but, man, she can't be just tanking it up that bad, huh?
She probably skips a meal or something.
Empty belly.
Yeah, that'll get you quick.
I think she was nervous.
It was amazing to watch the FAMU.
The FAMU.
It was amazing to watch the FAMU Rattlers bring home the win for our team again. Right here at Alabama A&M. Although the hospitality was amazing, it's always great to win either way.
It's a little Rob Manfred-esque.
The evidence is pretty damning there, Broadus.
I don't know, man.
I wanted to believe you.
I think she's just happy that her program got a win.
Appreciate you standing up for
her. She was real happy about it. Yeah, she's treating every word like a bit of a speed bump. She's going nice and slow. She's taking her time. Kudos to the self-awareness.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. As the president of the university, if you knew you were drunk, would you agree to the interview?
No, I have to find a way to get out of that. And somebody else is going to have to tell the other people not to let me interview.
I would say, why don't you talk to the athletic director or talk to the provost?
Who's my vice president?
Oh, where's my communications person here?
Throw somebody else out there.
I don't think if you're drunk, you agree to that interview. I just don't think you do it.
Well, when you're drunk, you're not making the most appropriate decisions.
That's also a very good point.
You're looking great. Go Birds. Let's go Birds. E-L-D-S-E-L-T.
Idiots.
Hey, do you boys remember this? I found this while looking for a particular clip, in which I found. Mm. So I'll play that next. But do you remember this?
No, can one of you, turn around and try to identify who this person is?
I did not turn around and look because when you acknowledge crowd, they totally then start to freak out. And so
let's get that acknowledged.
Exactly.
Here.
So Chia
let's
follow,
see what we can do here.
Yeah,
boys.
Chia follow and
we said female. I think we got a. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
might be
three live mics.
I
was standing. Right there it is.
Is
it a bro?
Here we go right now. Here we go. We are live down on the field with the fan screamer. You're being picked up on our radio station right now, and people want to hear from you. So I'd like to know, what is your name?
I'm Alex.
Alex, is this your...
No, I'm a local here in Oxnard, California, right here, the second home of the Cowboys.
How old?
Let's go today, guys! Looking great out there!
How old are you?
I'm 25.
25 years old. Are you generally a
sex?
Screamer? Do you consider yourself a screamer on and off the field?
On and off the field, man. I got an award in high school for being the loudest kid in ROTC. Let me tell you, I'm going to be out there screaming my lungs off when I get to go see them in Dallas. It's going to be great.
Whoa. Hey, you can't do that.
Hey, watch your mouth, woman!
Yeah.
All right,
that.
There we go. Yeah.
All right, well, thank
three
you
live
mics
at Krusty's Corner. General, take it home for us today.
Appreciate
it, Alex. Yeah. Alex, I'm Alex.
Guys, you're doing great, boys.
Yeah. We couldn't figure out what Alex was.
We could, Alex. We spent half the show and dinner trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Still a toss up.
Not sure.
LA Live 105.3 The Fan on the Feel Good Friday. Hope you have good plans. Be safe this weekend. Little OJ's coming at you. The sound of Philadelphia.
OJ's.
All right. I want you to think about this guy Saturday during the Cowboys and Eagles game. We got a Cowboys fan living in Philly.
Poor guy.
Right? I like Philly. I just don't like your teams. Kind of don't like your fans sometimes, but it's really your team.
Is the city cool?
The city's cool.
I lived there for a year. It actually is cool.
Yeah. The city's pretty cool.
I've heard I've heard good things about the city.
I lived right in the middle of downtown, and it was a blast.
Yeah.
It really was.
Damn it.
It's beautiful women out there, surprisingly.
What?
It really is. Surprisingly. I say that respectfully, too. There's a beer distribution company. They made a Cowboys fan drive a particular brand new truck that they just got, okay? Now, he's been working for this company forever. Never had a brand new truck. When he finally gets a brand new truck, listen to what they did to it, bro.
Banco Beverage has been in business for 92 years.
Wow. The beer giant started as a soda distributor in 1933. The same year the Philadelphia Eagles joined the National Football League. Now in 2025, Banco Beverage Company distributes beer, seltzers, and cocktails to 10 Pennsylvania counties. And their most popular clients? Birds fans. Last week, the company got a brand new delivery truck and gifted it to Jarrett Weiss, who's driven for Banco for 20 years.
I was excited. I'm like, 20 years. I've never had a new truck before.
But Jarrett doesn't bleed green.
We took it and decided who could we give it to than Jarrett Weiss, who is a big Dallas fan.
By the way, hold on.
So now.
Do you hear that guy? He's really from Philly.
He's from Philly.
We got him.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
That's
them.
Big.
We got him, my big guy.
Then Jarrett Weiss, who is Dallas fan.
Dallas fan.
So now he gets to drive around with an Eagles billboard all day.
People are kind of giggling, and I found out why after a little while.
Although he has a Cowboys hat sitting on the dash, he is driving midnight green 5 days a week.
That's pretty rude, man. Yeah. He's got to drive an Eagles truck around as a Cowboys fan.
Poor guy.
I'm already living in Philly as a Cowboys fan. Now you want to troll me like that? You guys think it's funny? And you sound like that when you talk to the nose.
I'll tell you what, my funnest experiences, like I was on the field working for DallasCowboys.com, and the guy, security guy, was looking up in the stands right next to me. He goes, Broadus. I go, yeah. He's a security, one of those windbreaker guys, yellow windbreaker. Yeah. Pulled down his shirt there. He had a Cowboy
shirt
on.
He showed it to you.
Yeah, Cowboy shirt
on.
He goes, I'm loving this right now. I just kept looking straight ahead. Woo. I go, me and me too. But he had on, yellow windbreaker, security guy for the Eagles, and he had a Cowboys t-shirt on underneath his overshirt. Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Good for you. All right, well, that's all I have left. I mean, I have some more, but I don't have that much time left.
Oh, come on. You could do LA Live in 3 minutes. Let's go.
Come on. Start back to the Pimp Cup. Here's Alexander with LA Live. Oh, wait a second. What?
I probably could.
You want to carry it over to 6? What the hell?
Yeah. It was what?
Yeah, I probably could. There's so much stuff missed this week that I've compiled it all. Still haven't even got to it.
We got holidays coming up next week, right? Holidays. Yeah. We got no shows, right?
Yeah. I mean, we just had... the Halloween.
Yeah,
Thanksgiving is next week.
I know. It's insane. Yeah. It's insane. Yeah.
And then in Las Colinas, they have taken away their big, beautiful pumpkins and all those other Halloween decorations and went straight to Christmas.
Immediately. Yeah. November 1st, boom, it's up.
You'll be walking the dogs in the holiday lights.
Sure will. I sure will. Sound of Philadelphia! My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black Monday. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out of here. Y'all be safe.
Thank you, Lucius. LA Live every day at 5:40-ish here in the G-Bag Nation. Unless it's a Thursday, then sometimes we float that thing. If the general allows it. All right, let's get to some mixed bags, shall we? Serial urinators. Quick puck and maybe some true or fart. It's next in the nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.